to Big Red Couch, a podcast about making role-playing games.
And now, listener, we'd like to bring you a very special report on the issue of the President's missing Earth Chakra from the Big Red Couch foreign correspondent, Taz. Take it away, Taz.
Minions, assemble!
Is listening on?
As you well know, we have been laboring to create the perfect forgery. Finally, after all these long months, we are ready to launch Phase 3 when I noticed this. The President's Earth Chakra is missing! You, and you! Find my missing chakra!
That is all. So, here we have a story where the players are minions working for some mad scientist with a great plan to replace the president. But there's a problem. The project has been sabotaged. My first thought was to use Fate Accelerated, but then I realized that the PCs would be far too competent. Better to use Invaders or the Otherkin dice as used in Ghost Echo. Wushu might work if your attributes were in silly things like mock coworker or invent excuse. Panty Explosion Perfect would actually be a very good system for this. The adventure could be written up several different ways. Classic Mystery, The Blame Game, Scavenger Hunt, or Paranoid Shell Gang. Maybe a modified version of Shab Al-Hiri Roach. Possession of the chakra would give the player some special powers, but, of course, they can't win the game with it.
And you've done it again. Yeah, we really liked the other ideas that you brought us, and now that we've actually heard your voice, awesome! Yeah, keep them coming. I think Kev said that he was thinking of the little minion voices, of being like the minions in Overlord, playing little goblin-y creatures.
Overlord is a video game?
Video game, yeah.
Yeah, computer game where you basically play the brand new Overlord trying to bring evilness back to the world. You have commands. You command the little sea of minions to do your bidding.
This is different from the Dungeon Master series.
Very different. Same kind of feel, though.
I think I may have seen the starting sequence, as it were, the learn how to order minions kind of training bit.
I liked the different takes on the games via different systems. The Roach game.
Shab Al-Hiri Roach.
Shab Al-Hiri Roach. I was struggling there, sorry. It sounds like a excellently paranoid and weird little competition to get the most Earth Chakra.
But if you've got the Roach slash Chakra kind of has fallen down the back of somebody's drawer, it's not been stolen or anything. Mm. It's just missing somewhere in the building. I can see that being really quite awesome. If, on the other hand, it's actively been stolen by an opposing force, then I think you're probably heading more for comedy action game.
A farce of some sort.
Yeah.
The Shab Al-Hiri Roach bit, and having gone and looked up how approximately the Shab Al-Hiri Roach works, I got thinking about something that's almost the inverse of it, which is kind of a hot potato game. Because, you know, in the case of...
You absolutely don't want to have it in your hands at any given time.
Indeed. Or you don't want to be caught with it.
Nice.
Which then got me thinking, how could that happen? And then it was, okay, you've got the villain, the mad scientist with his evil scheme to replace the president with a kind created facsimile, and it won't work unless the president's Earth Chakra is there. Now, whether that's a spiritual Earth Chakra or whether that's the Earth Chakra module,
I'm thinking it's actually a module. It's like, yeah, it's the power pack.
It's the AE35 Earth Chakra interface. Yeah. And some of the minions, or possibly a lot of the minions, have decided that they actually kind of like where they're currently at. They're working for this mad scientist, pays good, hours are reasonable.
But the project's wrapping up, but we don't want it to finish.
Yeah, we don't want the project to finish. Possibly we don't want, we've taken a look at our employer and realized this guy would make a terrible leader of the free world. He's a nut!
or there is something... The president impersonation device, the machine, is, say, perfect in every way, except the scale is off by 10 times. So you have
So either it's mega president or micro president.
I'll go with mega president because it's just just more ridiculous. It's like a perfect facsimile in every way. It's just they neglected to take in the fact that it's not 60 feet tall.
Yeah, it's possible they were using metric rather than imperial.
Ooh, that'll bite you in the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe he's only just a little bit out, so he's like 7.5 feet tall as opposed to...
Either that or it's a great deal worse. Yeah, they got his height in inches, but assumed it was meters.
Ooh!
Wow.
Though a little bit out, would, as you're right, would be funnier. Mm. I don't remember the president having to duck to go through these doorways. Well, yeah, it's an old building.
People were shorter in those days.
Indeed, indeed.
But yes, just the idea, the idea of a hot potato sort of game where you have the various minions. They don't want the Earth Chakra module to be found.
Mm.
They definitely don't want to be caught with the Earth Chakra module because there's going to be other... Should we say, somewhat more loyal minions looking for it.
Okay, so having it as an open secret also isn't the way to go.
Indeed. So you've got people sort of scuffling the Earth Chakra module around. Because it has to be found. If it has to be found, it has to be found in somebody else's possession. Maybe it leaves a trail.
Ooh.
Yeah, you've got people out with the sniffers, patiently tracking the chakric energies. I'm practically certain that isn't a word now that I play it back.
Let's hope it isn't.
Yeah, they've got people out there with the chemical sniffers tracking the energies. And so they're going to find it eventually. So you've got to keep it moving all the time.
Okay.
And there's a reason that because they don't want it found, they want to hand it off or they want to have contact with it, at least briefly. So, if say if it's in one person's possession for too long, the energies will build up and they won't be able to conceal it. So, you have to, like, corner someone and go, God, I can't take it! So, because everyone loses if it gets discovered.
But by the same token, when you have it... it's a bit Shabal Hiri Roach, but with vastly less benefit to you when you possess the chakra.
Well, maybe it's a little more zombie cinema. This thing has to be done because... If the project ends, you are either all going to no longer be... You're going to be out of a job in the construction of evil presidents because it's done. Or you're all going to jail. So you really don't want the project to end so that you've still got...
So it's an exercise in job security.
Yeah, it's an exercise in job security. So that you still have that track that you have in zombie cinema where when you get to the end, the boss knows.
Right. So it's a delaying the inevitable game.
It's a delaying the inevitable game, yeah.
And possibly so getting off the end of the track presumably is not a I have survived so much as I have got myself reassigned to a different mad scientist.
Or you've got your retirement secured by moving spare ears off the base or something. You've been slowly embezzling enough parts to build your own president.
You've survived, you've retired, you've moved into the presidential maintenance crew, or
possibly you've smuggled... I kind of like the idea that somebody smuggled out enough bits so they can put themselves together... You know, not a president, because that's too noticeable. Just like a state senator or something.
Well, maybe a governor.
Yeah, you've got the income, but less of the responsibility.
You've got enough parts to do a convincing presidential lookalike.
Oh, nice.
So you'll have a secure income.
Ah, wall openings.
But no one really minds if it looks a bit off because it's a lookalike.
Excellent.
That could actually become a really, really weird game where you're actually collecting parts for your presidential lookalike and trying to play the inevitable. So you're assembling your second term president before the term runs out so you could cash in.
Yes, it's all right. We've assembled enough parts to build ourselves a second term Reagan. We're doing fine.
Awesome.
I hear the guys over in logistics have put together a Nixon. I figure we can get some debates going here. It'll be awesome.
So, yeah, great work, Taz, and thanks for playing along with us.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Want to hear more of our shenanigans? Then go to hoarde.net and click on the button that looks like a couch. The Big Red Couch is released under Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 Unported from creativecommons.org. All music on the show comes from the album Universal Fluff Theory by Krakatoa. Visit them at krakatoa.com or follow the link from our page. See you next time!